lot of difference from my street stuff down the state by different years I've been around, and, you know, just going from here to Indianapolis, you can tell the difference. And you move from Indianapolis down a little farther, I was from Martinsville last week, and this is a friend of mine.
I'm gonna sit on the hassock here.
Difference there. Yeah, just make yourself comfortable.
Well, I'd like to stay really near the machine in case,
We heard about your trip to Cape Cod.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. And why it didn't cooperate too well, but...
There's a lot of good food.
Oh, yeah. If you like what you have.
Do you like lobster and...
Oh, yeah. A little bit expensive.
Yes, it can be up there. You think it'd be cheaper up there on the coast, but it's not.
No difference at all. I went to Canada a couple weeks ago fishing, same thing up there, be expensive. You can get things up there like you can here, it's cost. And the fish that they have up there, you'd think would be cheap, but it isn't.
Did you do any fishing yourself? Did you like to go fishing?
Yeah, I didn't fish any in Rhode Island and Massachusetts, but that's why I went to Canada for to fish. We go to Red Lake, Ontario. About twice a year.
Is your son situated up in, I mean, is that where he works up around Rhode Island? Or were you just going there?
No, he just went there because his son had been there before and he liked it and he likes lobsters and they want to go back and eat and he flies pretty cheap.
Mm-hmm. That's a good deal.
We went on a half fare ticket.
Guess not bad.
And ran the car and chased around with it 656 miles from Sunday night till yesterday afternoon.
Boy. It was nice of you to let us come then so soon after your trip.
Well, I was going to call and tell you that I wouldn't be home Thursday, but it just wasn't where I could do the job, so we came home last night.
Oh, wow.
Another day.
Really appreciate your dad. I feel bad about that, as a matter of fact.
Doesn't make too much difference. It wasn't much we could do yesterday anyway. Rainy and weather didn't cooperate at all. The day before we drove most of the day in the rain.
That's the way it is. It seems like with us, whenever we go anywhere, it rains. It's just sort of that.
The weather was about the same here as it was there. We took off from Providence. We couldn't even see all of Providence. We were up in the clouds and didn't see anything until we could see a little hole. See part of Chicago coming down out of the clouds, and that's, you see nothing between here and there, but clouds. You ride over the clouds, and it's all white, and that's it.
Did you land at O'Hare then?
Yeah. We left Providence at 3 o'clock, and we were home at 7:30 last night.
Did you say you're originally from the south side of Chicago?
Yeah, 6300 South is where I live.
Oh.
We moved out here in 1914.
Were you born there?
I was born there, about probably 43rd and below.
Not too far from where we live.
19, or I'm just trying to think. Low is, let's see, that's must.
Is that west?
That's west of Halston, isn't it?
Halston.
It's east of Halston.
Yeah, a couple blocks.
So it's, let's see.
Not too far away.
That's not far.
No.
Not far at all.
We live on 53rd in Dorchester.
Mm-hmm. She lives on 53rd. I live at 56th in Dorchester.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, where were your parents born? Are they born in Chicago too? Or?
No, they were both born in the Netherlands.
In the Netherlands? And then, let's see, I didn't get your exact age, Mr.
My age?
We do need that for the...
Well, I was born on the 18th of September, 1907.
Okay. And you say your parents are both born in the Netherlands?
Mm-hmm.